of all things.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mission. Sins of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. And just take us up, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your help for our nation. For all the things you've done. Helping our President, Congress, and Senate.
Thank you.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you.
God bless this prayer line.
Bless it, Lord.
Let the anointing hover over it, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, affect our lives in a very gracious and special way. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Pray that you answer our prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the atonement of Jesus Christ. And for all the blessings and miracles that come through having faith in Jesus. Thank you so very much. I want to thank you for caring. For you care when nobody else does. Thank you so much. Thank you for your cleansing.
Thank you.
And for creating in us a clean heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for endowing us with your power and delivering us. Thank you for that. Thank you for defending us.
Yes, Lord.
And drawing us closer to thee. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, let this be a bumper day for you.
Amen.
Give us a victory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, how we love you. And oh, how we thank you for all things. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. And we just thank you again and again and again, over and over, because you deserve the praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Last night we gave you over 2 billion praises worldwide, and we just thank you for Jesus' name. Now bless, and we'll give you all the praise and glory and honor shall be thine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. Good morning. Are y'all awake
morning.
Out there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here.
Good morning. Oh, bless the Lord. Let's take that same energy.
Yes.
And let's, you know, God inhabits our praises. I believe he's looking to hear the praises from First Fruits.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's unusual for you to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to give him honor and praise.
Yes.
So he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
When I say praise check, that's the time to come on in and give him thanks. Everybody. Praise check in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to leave the lines all open. and that you will help us in that area if you. We ask that you will. Thank you so much. Before we begin, let me go and see if we can get some station identification. Ambassador Hagen and I don't know if El Estrada's here. We always try to make room for him. Amen. If he is. But Ambassador Hagen, amen. And
praise God.
Give us station identification. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. We do send our greetings to our Chief Ambassador, International Ambassador Johnson, amen. And to Ambassador Lady Betty, to Ambassador in her own right, Mother Adelaide Johnson, to all the ambassadors and to all of the ambassadors elect. Glory to God, to all of the bishops and pastors and superintendents and all the other broadcasters, just simply to everybody that's listening from all around the world. We can greet you in the name of the Lord. I'm Ambassador Hagen. And we are here. We are excited. We're broadcasting live from our blog. We're here in the Blog Talk Studio. We're live. And we can be reached simply by calling into the studio. That number is 347-934-0207. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? My. We're being heard in countries such as Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Canada, China, Austria, Bulgaria, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, glory be to God, all of the islands, Nigeria, Africa, Sweden, you name it. Literally all over the world. And it is so amazing. And we thank God, amen, for our international ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message across the world. And it is certainly happening. Spiritual awakening, the new billion praise is happening. Folks are now chiming in and you can hear it. Oh my God. And we thank God for the excellent job you're doing. God bless you, Chief. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. El Estrada, are you there today? All right. God bless all of you. I'm going to go to Oklahoma. Amen. God is so wonderful. All right. And I'm going to ask, let me see here, in Oklahoma.
Yes.
You there?
Yes, Pastor.
Right.
Brother Lawson.
Brother Lawson, God bless you so much. I want to ask you if you would open the praise report session just a little while. I'm going to try to give you all a little word in. Amen. But let me have the praise report first. And then we'll do something. God bless you. The line is open to you, Brother Lawson. Go ahead.
Give an honor to God, who's the head of my life. Honor to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Adley. I just thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for just keeping me in my right mind. My praise report is I went to the doctor yesterday. As you know, I've been having quite a bit of problem with my back and my legs. Mm-hmm. And the report was I still have a bad disc in my L2 and 3 in my back. But I just thank God that I still have the activities of my limbs. I can still get up. I can move. There's right. Somebody that can't move this morning. But I just thank God for what he's doing in my life.
Amen.
For keeping bringing me on and keeping me saved and keeping my mind on Jesus. So I just thank him this morning. And prayer line is open. Anybody want to have a praise, please step in right now. Praise line is open.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, the line. Here, all of you.
Oh, thank God for Jesus. I thank God this morning for waking me up. This is Gwen in St. Louis. I'm just so blessed to be able to get on the prayer line. I've been working for 4 days and wasn't allowed to get on there. And I thank God that he allowed me to be able to come on Friday morning. And I just wanted to say thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all of you all on the prayer line. And just keep praying for me. Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Guys, go ahead. God bless each of you. I'd like to give honor to God this morning.
to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to each of you that's on the prayer line. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of this prayer line. I thank God because he woke me up on time. I tell you, and I praise him, and I magnify you. I woke up this morning about quarter till six, and I said, Lord, I just thank you because you touched me and woke me up for Sunday. I raised up and looked at the clock, and I said, oh, thank the Lord, I'm on time this morning. And God is blessing in this prayer line, he's blessing me. And I just thank God because the Lord has opened doors for me to tell about his goodness. And as he said, make known his good among the people, his goodness among the people. And I'm just telling everybody, he's such a good God. Whatever you need, he can. You don't have to go out in the world and get nothing, but just leaning and depending on the Lord. God got everything that we need. And
amen.
I thank God I've learned that he will take care
amen.
Of me. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life. God,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Is there anyone else this morning?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is Beth Stern calling in from North Chicago, Illinois. And I've been up a long time this morning. Praise the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And this is the day that the Lord made me. I'm celebrating my birthday all day today.
Oh,
I got to share it with someone today. I got to go to a home garden, but yet I still thank God that I am alive. I prophesied to myself that I would see this day, and I do see this day, and thank God for this day. And on tomorrow, I will be celebrating 39 years of marriage with one man, and one man, amen, praise the Lord. And I am just so excited to know that God loves me this much to allow me to be on the face of the earth and to have met such beautiful people on my first fruit prayer line. You hear what I say? My first fruit prayer line. I give God the glory and the honor this morning.
Amen.
To God be the glory. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Happy birthday to you and have many more. Is there anyone else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Minneapolis, Indiana. Just thank you, praise God, for another day. And he allowed me to wake up out of my sleep, closing my right mind. I just thank you, praise God, for the prayer line. I thank you, praise God, for everybody on the prayer line. So y'all just need to pray for Mother Johnson.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Is there anyone else that's afraid this morning?
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer here from Kentucky, giving God all the glory, all the praise. I am thanking God. Good to hear everyone's voice. Thank God for our Chief Ambassador and family. And Mother Johnson, thank God for hearing you. Happy birthday, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. Help the Lord. It is good to hear your voice. That is a praise report within itself. It's good to hear your voice and thanking God for you. We just praise God for another day. Praise God for the youth prayer line on last night, Sister Gina. And Dr. Stern's doing a wonderful job. If you don't join the youth prayer line, you are really missing a treat of your life. Praise God. The youth are shouting it out to the Lord, and I don't want you to miss it. So we just thank God for everything. Thank God for the prayer line. Is Ambassador Stearns made it a personal thing, and I thank God for First Fruit prayer line, my prayer line as well. So God bless you, and to God be the glory.
Thank you this morning, Dr. Fay. Is there anyone else this morning?
Praise
we have
Lord,
another.
Yes, praise the Lord this morning, everyone. This is Sister Castile from Minnesota. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and you
thank
also,
you,
Brother Lawson. I thank and praise
thank
God
you
today for life and life eternal. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And I just want to say also about Dr. Stern. I'm so glad to hear her voice. Soldier, Soldier, welcome back and happy birthday to you today. May God bless you and have a great, great time and eat cake and enjoy. And thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. God bless you.
God bless you this morning. Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning? Do we have any more?
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry. Hello, everyone. I thank the Lord for being alive. I just thank the Lord for the First Fruits Prayer Line. It just brings peace and happiness. It just gets my day started. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Johnson, you want me to do any more?
Let's get a couple more.
Is there anyone else this morning with a prayer? With a praise this morning, I'm sorry.
Praise
we
the
have
Lord.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Ahead.
Come on, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer. I'm just gratefully thankful the Lord allowed me to see another day. God bless you all. And Dr. Stern, it's a pleasure hearing your voice. And I just thank God. I call the prayer line my true family in Christ, because when we don't hear from each other, we stand before the Lord and pray for one another. And I love you all, and God bless you, and have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Yes. Praise God. Praise the Lord. This is Missionary Hendricks from Georgia. Amen. Amen. Thank God for being here today. I praise the Lord for Ambassador Johnson. Amen. Praise the Lord for Ambassador Hagen. All the ambassadors, I thank God for being here. I thank God for waking me early this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for this prayer line. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. To be on the prayer line. I thank God for Ambassador Stern. Hallelujah. Her day today. I give God praise for everything what he is doing. Pray for me that I ever, 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 ever keep serving the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll turn it back to you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do the praise this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lawson, there in Oklahoma. And you did a wonderful, super job. Thank God for you. And to all of you, is there anyone else who has a praise report before I move today? If so, I want to allow you the opportunity to give it. It's open to you, and the line is open to you.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, this is Johnson in Texas. I praise God for another day. Thank God for the prayer line on this morning and for Ambassador Johnson and all of the ambassadors and saints of God. I just thank God because he's good to me. He allowed me to see another day. I thank him for his renewed mercy that he has extended. And I just love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I love the saints of God. Continue to be blessed.
All right, anyone else?
You gotta get up.
God bless you. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes,
ma'am.
God, this is Mother Britt. I just want to thank God for Dr. Ambassador Johnson and all of his mother, all his wife, all of them on the prayer line. And I truly want to thank him. I thank God for Ambassador Dr. Stern, her birthday today. I wish you, may God bless you. You see many, many more. And thank you last night. For the information, all that you gave us on the youth prayer line last night, we really enjoyed. And I just thank God for everyone on here. And y'all have a blessed day and a big, blessed weekend in the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Happy birthday, Ambassador Stern.
Happy birthday.
Anyone else before we start? God bless you. And we do thank God for you, Ambassador Stern. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. And happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I just want to say this one little thing, Ambassador Johnson. I have been on the prayer line, but for some reason I share with Sister Gina that when you asked me to pray the other day, I was all tuned up to pray. And you called three others, but they say they didn't hear me. I don't know. I have never had any problems with my phone or what have you on the prayer line. I have been on the prayer. I wasn't on the prayer line Monday because I was traveling. So I've been on the prayer line every day, but God knows everything. No, maybe he knew that I needed to rest, but I have been on the prayer line, and thank you so very much. I would never ignore the call of prayer.
We know that, and we appreciate you so much. I was just getting ready to say, I know you've been there. The Lord bless you, and we want to pray for your husband and continue to pray for him, that the Lord would just completely deliver him and no affliction, but he would be completely healed. Thank God for you, and we love you, Ambassador Stern. Happy birthday again. God bless you and keep you. Good job. On the youth prayer line last night, I wasn't able to hear all of your prayer line, but I enjoyed that I did hear. Thank you so very much. All right, good morning to all of you again. Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, my God.
This conference is being recorded.
This is a wonderful day. Let me say this is Ambassador Dr. Vernard Johnson, and we give unto you today what the Lord has given us. I don't think the Lord is through with what he gave to us, but let me just give you all as much as I have this morning. God took me to Numbers, the 35th chapter, and around the second verse, and third and fourth verse, I believe. Again, let me announce that to you. We're going to Numbers. Yeah. Numbers, the 35th chapter. Mm-hmm. Go to around the second verse, third and fourth verse. It reads thus: command the children of that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in. And ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs, for the city is around about them. And the city shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for all their beasts. In other words, blessings like they've never seen in 2014. And verse 4 says, and the suburbs of the cities, which ye shall give unto the Levites, shall reach, my God, from the wall of the city and outward, 1,000 cubits round about. My. Let me read this also. And ye shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. And the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them, by God, the suburbs of the cities. Excuse me. I want to talk to you this morning about the suburbs. SUBURBS, the suburbs, what I want to speak to you about this morning. The other day, I needed a car. And I've been needing one for quite some time. Never complained to God. Just put in my request to him and asked him and just begin to thank him. And finally, the Lord spoke to me. I got up and went down there to see about getting an Equus. It's an unusual car. And signed papers and told the man, you know, I'll bring you back some cash on Monday. This was Saturday. On Monday, and I needed, I purposed in my heart to bring him a couple $1,000 back. And so I went to church, preached the gospel. No, I didn't preach that Sunday. I take that back. It was Women's Day. Mother Johnson was in charge. What a wonderful Women's Day they had. Our niece, Connie Vaughn Johnson, was a special guest speaker, water speaker, like my brother who passed. She could speak. And she spoke that day, did a wonderful job. During the service, the Lord said, I want you to tell the people that you need $2,000. And I just really didn't want to do it because I don't like to put anything on anybody, try to, you know, be self-sustaining. I went a little ways in the service, and the Lord spoke to me again and said, don't forget to tell the people you need $2,000 for your car. And I didn't say anything. I just listened and went further. And I was about to dismiss the service. And I finally said to the people, I said, you know, I don't even want to say this. I'm just going to be honest. I don't want to tell you this. I don't want to say this. I'm not getting ready to raise any offering or anything. But I want to obey God. God told me to tell you all that I found the car. You all know that I was looking for a car. I've worn my car out with 225,000 miles on it. And I've done it for the Lord. And I need a car. And I want a nice car. And I don't want to tell y'all, but I need $2,000. I promised this man I was going to bring him $2,000 to put as a down payment. I said, I'm giving my money to the church. And I need your help. And I said, everybody stand. Let's go home. Because I knew I had obeyed God. He didn't tell me to do anything else. He just told me to tell the people that I needed $2,000. So I said, let's stand, let's go home. And I was getting ready to say the prayer. And our special guest speaker, my niece, Connie Vaughn Johnson, said, Pastor, please, would you allow me just, I hope I'm not out of order, but this is on me. I said, all right, go ahead. She said, you heard your pastor say that he needed $2,000 to get a new car. What y'all going to do about it? You heard him say that. Y'all going to let it just go by? I said, bring me the basket. And they brought her the basket. And less, I would say 5 minutes or less, the people had put $2,000 in the basket. Amen.
Amen.
And a couple of people gave $500.
Wow.
I know some people gave $200 and some gave $100, but they put $2,000 in the basket.